Thank you for choosing to listen to a Sword of the Lord audio production. We pray this message will be a blessing and help as you serve Christ and bring others to Him. As we join the many who are gathered for this meeting, please ask the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart.
I am speaking today on the final world empire. If I had time, I'd like to share with you the entire second chapter of Daniel. But since there are 49 verses in the chapter, I'll not take time to read all of them. Briefly, let me tell you the story and then share with you some verses. In Daniel chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has a dream. But he forgets his dream. He wonders what he dreamed. And then he wonders what the dream could mean. And so he calls together the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, and all the wise men. But none of them could recall the dream to the king. Someone had heard of Daniel and asked if Daniel may interpret the dream. And Daniel desired of the king that he would give him time, but assured the king that he would show him the interpretation of the dream. Then Daniel went to his house and made known unto his three Hebrew friends what had happened. And they prayed. And God gave Daniel the interpretation of the king's dream. And so Daniel stands before the king in verse 31, and he is now recalling the king's dream. He says in verse 31, "Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible.
The image head was of fine gold, his breast and arms of silver, his belly and thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest, O, that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and break them in pieces. Then was the iron and clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth." Now notice carefully verse 36. Daniel said, "This is the dream." Now, king, here's what you dreamed. You saw this colossus, great image, like a man. It had a golden head, had chest and arms of silver, had a stomach of brass, had thighs of iron and feet of iron and clay mixed. Now, if you can get a mental picture of this, see that in your mind. And as the king was visualizing this great colossus, Daniel said to him, "Then you saw a stone that smote the image on its feet, and it smashed the image to smithereens. And then the stone became a great mountain and filled the whole earth." Now that's what you dreamed. And then he says to the king, "And I will tell thee the interpretation." And Daniel starts off in verse 37 telling the king the interpretation of the dream. Say, I like these verses where the Bible is interpreted, so you don't have to rely upon your own interpretation. We know that this is the right interpretation because this is Daniel, the Bible writer, interpreting the dream for the king. And he says to him in verse 37, "Thou art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold." Now, ladies and gentlemen, Nebuchadnezzar was king of the Babylonian Empire. It was a world empire. Verse 38 says, "Wheresoever the children of men dwell, and the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the heaven, hath he," that's God, "given into thy hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all." It was a worldwide empire, the Babylonian Empire. Now, I don't have to wonder what that golden head meant. Daniel makes it very plain that the empire of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, was the head of gold. But in the next verse, verse 39, he says, "And after thee." Can you imagine predicting the fall of the Babylonian Empire? I cannot even imagine someone predicting the fall of the United States of America or the fall of Russia. And neither one has a world empire. But here, Daniel is predicting the fall of the Babylonian Empire, which was a world empire. "After thee," verse 39, "shall another kingdom arise inferior to thee, another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth." Again, a world empire, rule over all the earth. And verse 40, "and the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron." Now in verse 39 and 40, Daniel predicts the fall of the Babylonian Empire, the rise of another world empire, the fall of that one, the rise of a third world empire, the fall of that one, and in verse 40, the rise of a fourth world empire and the fall of that one. Ladies and gentlemen, if I
had nothing but Daniel chapter 2, I would be constrained to believe that the Bible is the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God. Here Daniel foretells 2,500 years of history in advance. He's living during the days of the Babylonian Empire. He says to Nebuchadnezzar, the empire is going to fall. "And after thee shall arise another kingdom, another world empire, inferior. Just as the chest and arms of silver were inferior to the head of gold, the empire that was to arise after the fall of the Babylonian Empire was to be inferior to it." Now we look back in history and we see prophecy fulfilled, so we don't have to guess. All you need to do is pick up a history book and read, and you will see that the Babylonian Empire did fall just as Daniel predicted. You will also see that following the Babylonian Empire came the Medo-Persian Empire. But Daniel went on to say, another third kingdom of brass. The midsection was of brass. Daniel said, the Medo-Persian Empire that shall arise after thee, it will fall. Again, all we need to do is look in our history books. We're living 2,500 years beyond Daniel's prophecy, and we're looking back, and we see that the Babylonian Empire fell, the Medo-Persian Empire rose, and the Medo-Persian Empire fell. And then a third world empire rose, which was the Grecian Empire, represented by the midsection of brass, and just as brass was inferior to silver and gold, so the Grecian Empire was inferior to both the Babylonian Empire and the Medo-Persian Empire. But then Daniel says in verse 40, "And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron." So he predicted the fall of the Babylonian Empire, the rise and fall of the Medo-Persian Empire, the rise and fall of the Grecian Empire, and the rise of a fourth empire represented by the legs of iron. "For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise." That iron kingdom or world empire was the Roman Empire. Now how do I know? All I need to do is open my history book and read. The Babylonian Empire fell. The Medo-Persian Empire rose. It fell. The Grecian Empire rose. It fell. And then the Roman Empire arose, represented by the legs of iron. And notice what it says about this empire. "For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise." Ladies and gentlemen, all that one need do is read the history of the Roman Empire. Study Fox's Book of Martyrs and see if it didn't break in pieces and bruise. The greatest persecution man ever knew was under the Roman Empire. Christians were put to death. They were thrown to lions. They were burned at the stake. They were beheaded. My. High Bible prophecy proves to us the inerrancy of the Word of God. But he goes on to say in verse 41, "And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron,
The kingdom shall be divided. Now, wait a moment. The Roman Empire was divided into the eastern and western divisions. Here Daniel is predicting 2,500 years of history. I should say prophesying. Because Jesus called Daniel a prophet. Oh, I know some so-called scholars do not believe that Daniel was a prophet, but they're not scholarly. Nobody can believe that Jesus is good and believe that Jesus is a liar. A good man wouldn't lie. Jesus was good. He didn't lie. And Jesus said, when ye shall see the desolation, abomination spoken of by Daniel the prophet, Jesus called Daniel a prophet. Jesus had confidence in Daniel and in his prophecy. And if we have confidence in Jesus, we must have confidence in Daniel, whom Jesus approved. You cannot believe Jesus is a good man and not believe the book of Daniel, because Jesus called him a prophet. And here this man, Daniel, is prophesying 2,500 years in advance. And he goes on to say, whereas thou sawest the feet of toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. And there shall be in it the strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. And they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Verse 44. And in the days of these kings, these kings does not have reference to the king of Babylon and the other king to the world empire. These kings, plural, have reference to the ten toes. Verse 42, and as the toes of the feet were part iron and part of clay, there'll be a final world empire before the coming of Christ, which will consist of ten kings, or kingdoms come together. They are represented in Daniel chapter 2 by the ten toes of this image. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today we have no world empire. We have not had a world empire since the Roman Empire. So if you could get a mental picture of this great colossus with a golden head, chest and arms of silver, stomach of brass, legs of iron, and feet and toes of iron and clay mixed, and just visualize yourself looking down that image. You pass his head. That's fulfilled. The Babylonian Empire is gone. You pass his chest and arms of silver. That's fulfilled. The Medo-Persian Empire came and went. Keep looking down the colossus, past the midsection. That's past. That's gone. The Grecian Empire rose and fell. Keep looking down the colossus to the two iron legs, which represents the fourth kingdom, the Iron Kingdom, the Roman Empire. And that's past. We're down past the legs of the image, because the Roman Empire came and was divided, represented by the two legs, the Eastern and Western Division. Keep coming down the legs of that image. And now you're at his feet. You're at his ankles. You're somewhere between the formation of the ten-toed kingdom, or the final world empire before the coming of Christ, and the division of the Roman Empire. Now, just as sure as Daniel's prophecy was fulfilled, literally, that's how sure that the prophecy that has not yet been fulfilled will be fulfilled literally. Did the Babylonian Empire fall literally? Yes. Was it replaced by an inferior empire, the Medo-Persian Empire? Literally? Yes. Did it fall? Yes. Was it replaced by the Grecian Empire? Literally? Yes. History calls it. Was it replaced by the Roman Empire? Yes. Literally? Yes. All right, will there be another world empire made up of 10 kingdoms come together? It hasn't happened yet. There's no world empire today. Will there be another one? Daniel said there would be. Was he right so far, 4 out of 4? Absolutely. Will he be right on the fifth world empire, represented by the 10 toes? Absolutely. There will be another world empire made up of 10 kingdoms or 10 countries come together. Now, we make a mistake when we try to be too specific in prophecy. The Bible does not tell us what 10 countries will come together to form the final world empire. But if we know a final world empire will be formed, we have a tendency to watch. Many Bible students believe that the common market nations will form the final world empire. I do not know that that is so. It very well could be. Some think that this final world empire will be the revised Roman Empire. I cannot be dogmatic and say that it will be. It very well could be. What I do know is there will be another world empire. And notice what the Bible says. This world empire will be headed up by the Antichrist. Turn in your Bible to Revelation chapter 17 and verse 12. Here the Bible says, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings." Now these 10 horns are the same as the 10 toes. They're 10 kings, "which have received no power as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with a beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." The beast here is the Antichrist. When the Antichrist comes, this final world empire will give their power and their authority to this beast. This final world empire will be headed up by the Antichrist. Now, I have to continue this on next week's broadcast. I hope you'll be listening, and I hope you'll tell a friend. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, let me urge you to do so now. All you need do to be saved is believe that you are a sinner, believe that Jesus died for you, and then trust Him completely for salvation. If you will trust Him, pray this simple prayer with me. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I do believe You died for me. And the best I know how, I do trust You as my Savior. Help me to live for You and to be a good Christian. Amen."
We pray you have been blessed by the message you've just heard. The Sword of the Lord has many helpful materials available for purchase. For a free catalog, please call 1-800-251-4100. Or you may reach us on the web at swordofthelord.com. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.